says Hanu Beitrei. There were two people, Devidari. Chad Devidari Loi, to Chad Devidari Tisoi. Like there were two stories here. One lived upstairs and one lived downstairs. Now Itba Tisoi. The bottom one, like, caved in. In other words, like the whole house started to sink down. So the bottom one's apartment started to sink into the ground. So Amalei Tisoi Liloi, the one that lived on bottom, said to the one who lived on top, listen, Tov and Evnaya, let's together rebuild this house. Like the house is sinking in. Amalei, so the one on top said, Anor Shapir called the Irno. Like, what do you want from me? I'm living happily. My apartment is above the ground. I'm happy. I don't want to do anything. So Amalei, so the bottom one said, okay, but Istere Anor, let me knock down this house. Be Evnaya and I'll build it up. Omas, the top one said, Leslie Duchta Lemedabo, listen, I have no place to move to live in. I don't want to move out of my apartment. Omalei, so the bottom, one at the bottom said, listen, Ano Ogalocho Duchta, I'll rent you an apartment to live in the meantime. Omalei, the top one said back, Loi, Loi Tarachno, I don't want to have the bother of moving. Loi Komizdarili, so the bottom one said, listen, but I can't live here. So the top one said, what do you mean you can't live there? Shaifak Rischa, bend down on your stomach. For Yerl and go in. Shaifak Rischo, bend down your stomach and come out. In other words, it's still possible to live there. Even though the walls like are sinking into the ground, the roof is pretty low, but still you could live there. So Omar Rav Chom says, Bedino ko makiv. The top one has mitzara din, he has a right to makiv. Like he has a right, listen, I don't want to move out of my apartment. I'm living in my apartment happily. I don't want to move out. The bottom one does not have a right to force him to move out of his apartment. But the Hani Mili, when do we say this? The Loimoti Kishuri Lamata Miyasora. If, like, it didn't sink in so much yet that the bottom apartment doesn't even have 10 tfachim there. Like, the upstairs is down within 10 tfachim of the ground. If it didn't get that low. Avomoto Kishuri Lamata Miyasora. But let's say if the first roof, like the first and second one's floor, reached within 10 tfachim of the ground, then the bottom one has a right to say to the top one, Motzi Yomalei, Lamata Miyud Rishusa Didehevi. Look, now you're coming down less than you took off the ground. That belongs to me. I don't want to give you a right to use it. Therefore, he has a right to tell him to break down the house and we'll build it over again. Now, Bahani Mili, when do we say this? The Loy Asne Gab Yadodi, if they did not make any Tanoim, any conditions together. If they made conditions together, Sasri Avoni, then they both have a right like, to break it down and build it up again. If that was the conditions. Halimur says, even when they made conditions, Ad Kama, until when? Like, what's called normal conditions to say, like, if it's not livable for the bottom one, he has a right to knock it down. Simur says, Omru Rabbon and Kaimei de Rabbo, Mishmei de Mazutro, Bray de Rav Nachman, Tiyoma Mishmei de Rav Nachman. They said over the name of Rav Nachman, Kiyeshe Shoshininu, like that we learned, the Gemara later, that Rumi, Kechatzi Orkoi, Kechatzi Rochboi, that the height has to be half of its length and half of its width. Until then, is a condition like that we have a right to build it over. When it comes that small, then we have a right. Rashi says, "Biyosa shishininu, piyamecha peros amekabla lov vechaveroim, livnois labayis oisa roima kechatz yorka bechatz rocha vekabin yeichel." That if you accept to build the house, these are the measurements you have to build the house. So Amulahu Rabbi said back, Lava Miluchu, didn't I say you, Leitistuli bibuki srikib Rav Nachman, don't throw me an empty bottle on Rav Nachman. In other words, this is not right what you're saying. Because that's when you build up a new house. But here we're talking about that the house was built already, now it like starts to sink in. Who said it has to be so big? But rather, Hochayim Rav Nachman, Ki Dairi Inchi, the way people live. The Kama, what's called like the smallest amount people still live in? Omer Rav Huna Bret Rav Yeshua, Ki Heche Di Ayol, Yisraisa De Mechuzah V'Hodar, that you could bring into this apartment. Yisraisa, Rashi says, Chavilus Kanan Aruchim, long bundles of reeds, V'Hodar, Rashi says, Machzer Atzvon Chutz Dodim, you can move around with it. If the apartment is that big, then it's okay. Once the apartment becomes smaller than that, then you have a right to rebuild it. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Dav Zayin Nomad Aleph. They're on 10 lines down. Gemara says, "Who gavra? There was a man to have a boni ashiso achure kviya dechavre. He was building up a wall next to his friend's window. Omale." So the one that owned the house said to this new person, his neighbor, building up the wall, "Koma fola solai, you're making it the dark for me. Like by you building up this wall now, you're taking away the light. The light can't come in through my window. It's going to be dark now." Omale. So the one that built up now said, "Listen, so hangam lechohocha, I'll close up this window that you have down here. V'yavidna lecho kvi eliel meishisoi, and I'll build you another window above my wall." So from that window, light would come in. Omale. So the first one said back, "Komaris li lashisoi, I don't want you like to make a new window in my top wall. You're gonna like ruin the wall." Omale. So the builder said, "Listen, sasana lucho lashisoch, I'll knock down your wall, aduchta dekavri, until the place where your window is right now, and ubeninolo, I'll build it up again. Viavinu lucho keviya bevinyon eliel." And on this new wall that I've built up for you, I'll put the window on top of my wall, so you'll have light coming into your window. Omalei, the first one said back, "No, ashisa metitoy atika, a wall that the bottom part of the wall is old. Omalei'el chadato, and the top part of the wall is new. Like haima, such a wall can't stay, so I don't like what you're doing to my wall." Omalei, so the builder said, "Listen, so sarna law, I'll knock down your whole wall, adli yagra, to the ground, ubanina law, and I'll build it up again, viyavidna lucha kviya begoiva, and I'll put a window on the top part of the wall, so you'll have a beautiful new wall." Omalei, so the owner said, "No, chodo ashiso chadato, the kule beiso atiko, one new wall in a house that has all old walls, like kaima, this one wall won't be able to stay by itself." Omalei, good, so the builder said like this, "Listen, so sarna lo lukule beisa, I'm going to knock down your whole house, ubanina lucho kiviya bibinyona, and I'll build you up a new house, and I'll put a window for you in the new house." So Omalei, so the first one said, "Listen, less liduchta lemedabo, I have no place to live in the meantime. Like, I hear what you want to do, knock down my house and build up a new house, very good, but I have no place to live in the meantime." Omalei, so the builder said, "Listen, agirna lucho duchta, I'll rent for you a house to move to live in the meantime." Omalei, so the first one said back, "Loiterachno, no, it's too much bother for me to have to move. I don't want to move." So Rav Chom said, "In such a case, bedin komakiv, the first one, the original one in the house, has the right to stop his neighbor from building up that wall. I have a right to say, you have no right to take away my light." So the Gemara says, "Hainuach, the chur, this is just like the case we had before, that also a person has a right to say, I don't want to move out of my house. So v'hosulamali, what do I need the second case for?" The Gemara says, "Hokamashmon, the chiddush of the second case is, Tiyaf agav deloy mishtamish, elativno ubeitzivi bialmo, even though the second one is only using his bottom house. He's using his house here. Not the bottom house. He's using his house. Just to store wood. Or to store straw. So that's all. He's not really living there. So I would have thought to say he doesn't have a right to stop the neighbor from building up the wall. That's the Chiddush, no. That still he has a right to say, I don't want to have like my warehouse to be dark. I want it to be light. I have a right to stop you from building up your wall that's going to block the light of my window." Now the Gemara says, "Hanu Beitrei, there were two brothers. Hanu Beitrei Achid, the two brothers. The Palgi Behadi Adodi, that they split a Yerusha, the Yashin, their father, and they made a split. Is Chad Mati Aspelida, one of them received a palace, that was his chalik of the Yerusha. The Chad Mati Tavitza, and the other one received a nice garden, the Gina, that's in front of the palace. The Ozohu, the Makya Tabitza, the brother that received for the Yerusha, the garden, the Kobone Yashisa, he started to build up a wall, Apume Diasplido, right near the face of the palace. They divided up now. One brother has the palace, one brother has the garden. So the one that has the garden went to build up right now a wall right next to the garden. Omalei, so the other brother said, "Listen, you're making it dark in my palace. You have no right to build up a wall to block the light coming into my house." Omalei, so the other brother said, "No, listen, bididi, kobanina ishna, I'm building up in my rishus. This belongs to me right now. I'm building up by me." And Rashi learns the pshat that b'shaliyani boyna v'yatayin l'cholai cheskas oyre shoshol shonim. And see, Rashi says, like, you'd never had the right to have, like, light come into us for 3 years already. Tahashtu to the galinu, because we first divided up right now. Here's the chiddush. So this is the chiddush over here, because before Rashi said, these chazlokas do not need 3 years, just at one time. But I quote upon him here, Rashi says that, but since the brothers just divided up right now, so nobody used the light yet, therefore the other brothers are right to say, listen, I'm building up the wall right now, and you can't stop me. So Amar Rav Chomer B'chomer says, "Bedin Komalei, the brother has the right to build up the wall, and the other one can't stop him." Amalei Ravin Rav Hashi, Maishna, why is this different? Mehod the Tanya than that. Well, we learned Shnei Yachim Shacholkul, two brothers are divided up. Echad Mehem Notol Sodik Kerem, one of them took the field of a vine, a Sodik Steik Kerem, have vines growing there, grapes. And one of them took a field. The father had two fields. The other field was to stay loving, just growing regular vegetables there, or crop, corn there. So it says, Yeshta Labal HaKerim Dalad Amos B'stay Lovin, that the one that owns the Kerim has the right to use in the other one's field, Dalad Amos. That usually Avoides HaKerim, 4 Amos outside the Kerim, you need to bring your plow, to bring the Shvarim there, in order to work on your Kerim. So you still have a right to use the outer Dalad Amos, which now belongs to the other brother. The one that owns the Kerim has a right to use it. Why? Because that's the way they made this chalukah. That's true, I only get the Kerim, but I have a right to use Dalad Amos in your property. So how come over here, why can also the brother say, I divided up that I'll take the palace, but listen, part of using the palace is that I have to have light coming in, so why can't I stop you from building up a wall next to my palace? So he answered back, Amalei, Hosam Diyolu La'adodi, over there by the two fields, for sure the brother that took the kerem has to pay the other brother money, because one is worth more than the other. So therefore, since he paid the money also to use the Dalad Amos. So where I said, what kind of answer is this? But over here, what do you want to tell me? To Loyola La'adodi, that also the one that took the palace did not pay like the other brother some money. We're talking about a shaita, fool over here. Like, how could you make such a haluka? You take the house, the palace, and now just take the garden. For sure the house is worth more. So here also it must mean that the one that took the garden, the one that took the palace, like paid the other brother some money. So if he paid him some money, the Khuri should have a right to use the light. Then I should be able to stop you from building up your wall that's going to block my light. Sumura says, the kasha was again, the chibshotoni askino, the high shokol aspalido, the high shokol tarvitzo, ployolo ladodi, that one takes the palace and one takes the garden, and they don't make up money between them. Of course, here also he paid money for it. So Omele, he answered back, the difference is like this. True that the one that took the palace paid the other brother money for the fact that he has now stones and bricks, like he has the house, but he did not pay money in order to be able to use the light. Therefore, he cannot stop the second brother from building up a wall, even though that wall is going to block out the light coming into the house. So Mara says, but let him say, that mikoras belido palatali. Listen, what you gave me was, my portion was this house, this palace. Hashto mishavisli yidrunya. Now you're making it, Rashi says, and Drunya means a dark house. That's not what I took. I didn't take to get a black house. I wanted to have a house that has light. Now you, Rashi says, cheder ofel, like a dark light, a dark room. That's not what I took. Omer Rav Sima Barashi, that Shmo Bialma Polagla, he has a right to say, listen, I gave you the house, and your house you have, the name of this place is called the house. Even though it's dark, it's still called the house. Miloy Tanya, didn't we learn? Hoy me base kurofer ani meichlecho. And someone said, listen, I'm going to sell you a base kurofer. That's a large size of property, which on it grows a base kur. So Anfal P Sheinu El Lesach, even though it's only as half that size, it's only Lesach worth of property there. Higia, still the sale is a good sale. You know why? He has the right to say, Shle Mochaloi, Elishmo, I only sold you the name. of the Beis Kur. And Vehudi Miskri, Beis Kur, people call this field the Beis Kur, therefore the sale is a good sale. And the same thing, Paradas Ani Merklecho, I'm selling you an orchard. Afopi Shainba Remainin, even though there are no pomegranates like growing over there, so it's not a real orchard. But Higia, still the sale is a good sale. Shlemochalo Yelashimo, he only sold him the name. And Vehudi Miskri, Paradis, people call this a Paradis. What about Kerem Ani Merklecho? I'm selling you a Kerem, a vineyard. Afopi Shainba Gefanim, even though